Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Coach Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. The African Tourism Summit Cafe is a dedicated conversation from the recently held African Travel and Tourism Summit in Sandton Convention Center, Johannesburg, where panelists and speakers have been sharing their experiences of the event. My guests, Kennedy Ejapon, founder of Afrochella, and Nomsa Alamini, have been sharing their impressions from this year's summit. So good afternoon. We're coming to you from Johannesburg, Sandton Convention Center, where you're having the Africa Travel and Tourism Summit here in Johannesburg, Durban, and from a satellite location in Lagos. And I've been joined by Kennedy Ejapon Jr., who is he's going to introduce himself and Nomsa. So Ken, good. Maybe lady first. So
yes, ladies first. Yes, Nomsa.
Nomsa, introduce yourself, please, and tell us why you're here.
Hi, I'm Guna Nomsa Dlamini. I am the founder and owner of an organization called Merchantry Worldwide. We're a high-end business that uses travel as a catalyst for business and investment. This is my hometown. I am from Johannesburg, but I'm actually attending the summit this time as an attendee and delegate. Reason being is I actually wanted to get insight into what we're going to do to take the continent forward through intra-Africa tourism and trade.
Good, super. Ken, you were a panelist.
Yes.
At the same time, you also used the opportunity to let the delegate understand how Afrochella came about.
Yes.
What's your impression coming, because this is a major event.
Yes.
During COVID,
yes.
And what are your impressions so far?
I think it was very, very well organized, because even with the... This is like a first major event after like the lockdown for 18 months with different countries. And from the time you walk in, you have to fill in the paper. What's your temperature like? Like all the protocols, in my opinion, was observed and whatnot. But I think it was a very great and successful event. And I was happy. I'm very happy that I was part of the panel, the two panels that I was on. And I was also able to network with different people from different parts of the continent, not just from people from Ghana or just for people from just in South Africa.
Okay, now let's go into your panel. It was a youth roundtable discussion.
Yes.
And the takeout from this morning session was about how, you know, young people across the continent are taking, COVID was a challenge. Yeah. But at the same time, there was motivation from what some of you guys said there, that it is still possible for you to do something in spite of the challenges.
Yeah, it's definitely possible to do something. Like one thing on the panel I said was, in our office we have it on the wall: excuses are the tools of the weak. So if it's a challenge, try to take over the challenge, try to do something with it. Because like before, when I was coming on the plane, not to backtrack, it was a little kid I was reading online, like he's charging people's phone by connecting it to a bike, and he's like, see, like. Maybe in his country, it's because probably his electricity problem or something. It's a challenge, but he's found a solution. Same thing with Afrochella. We thought, like, when we was in Ghana, we just party in the evening. You don't know nothing. Sleep in the daytime. Party, sleep. So we came up with the idea, okay, we want people to come to Ghana. Yes, they could still party, but we need to educate them on something. The sights, sound, the lights, food, art, music, culture. So they should come and learn about all that things. But the music and the culture component is what brought the people to Ghana, but then it opened the doors to other people and other things as well.
Okay, now you are in Accra for the Youth Summit.
Yes.
And again, we sat on one panel where we spoke about the social equity of this project, whether it's technology or you are bringing the event. What is the value that you think young people can take from having to be part? Because right now they say, because of the pandemic, it's difficult to access funds, right?
Yes.
At the same time, a lot of people are, there's a new innovation coming into the space. As someone who's been doing things on the continent,
What is the one thing that you believe that is, it would have shown us how to do things better? Because we would definitely not go back to how we do things.
Right. That's a very interesting point, Koja, because I feel as though the pandemic has forced Africa to look inwards, right? It's made us extremely innovative in the sense that before we've always depended on the West. Take, for example, trade. Most African countries, especially the West African countries, have always used the United States or Europe to acquire certain goods. But now, because of the world pandemic, all our borders were shut and we were only limited to Africa, which is not a limitation. It's actually giving us accessibility to other things and other ways of doing things. So I feel as though the pandemic has forced us to look inward, but it also has exposed us to the different products and the different opportunities on the continent. So that's what I can take from it.
Okay, Ken, now let's look at Afrochella itself.
Yes.
And I mean, you spoke about it in Accra, and I was very interested in it because I read about it. Unfortunately, or very, I don't know how to describe it myself, I've not been to it. And anytime that was happening, I was out of Ghana. Now, you made a very strong point initially as a leisure, as a hobby, of that you want to bring your friends, have fun, and, you know, etc. But you went beyond to look at what can be the, you know, the spin-offs, or as a bigger economic model in, you know, in the area or in Ghana. Now, going forward, how, what are some of the, if you like, social things that you want to include in this event, not just entertainment?
Definitely the culture aspect, because one thing that we're doing now, it's, well, okay, so it's 2019. What we did was with all the 54 countries in Africa who had their flags around. So where the flag was at, you could scan it, learn something about it. Because at first we started Afrochella just for Ghana, but then it has to be beyond just Ghana. Like, it has to be about the other African countries too. Like, if people are just coming to Ghana, maybe they can't afford, or they don't want to go to the other African countries. At least when they're there, we can't be selfish. There's 52 or 53 other countries they should learn about. So that's one thing we started doing. Like, even though it's fun, music, very rice dance and everything, but we want people to educated. Like, no, because growing up, I grew up in the U.S. my whole life, and when I used to tell people I'm African, oh, you guys smell, all that stuff, and they used to call names and stuff like. But now, because of a small event that we did, it opened people's minds. Like, oh wow, this is Ghana. Like, they thought like we're in huts or something. So it broadens people's horizon. I think we're, not to bust our own home, but I think we're on a good path with that. Like, with people like you guys, like, helping us promote the whole thing.
Okay, now, do you think we can put up other solutions that would help, for example, because you have this Pan-African event, but some of them come from South Africa, from Uganda, from Kenya, to Ghana, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And the challenge that we have, visa facilitation,
exactly,
flights, etc. In your own estimation, what do you think can be done to at least lessen those, you know, because if you want to create intra-African, not just travel, trade, etc., don't you think it's too much of an artificial hindrance?
No, it's definitely true. It's definitely true, because like earlier, I was speaking to somebody and I was telling them the same thing about, she's from Namibia, and it was about trying to get a visa to come to Ghana and the flight. I think the first thing, to be honest, all the African leaders should come together, scrap that visa between, if you have any African passport, it doesn't matter, you don't need a visa, because that's what's hurting us more, because it will probably take you, matter of fact, good example, a person in Ghana, will be harder for them to get a visa to come to South Africa than to go to Dubai. As soon as they go to Dubai, look, all the money just left the continent, boom. Went to the Middle East. So the first thing, we scrapped the visas. The flights, it may take a little longer. Maybe you have to do like a little connecting, because we have a lot of different hubs.
Yeah.
South Africa's the hub, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Kenya, Ghana, maybe the northern Egypt. Maybe that one will take a little time. But the first and most important thing with the visas, if the leaders will all come together in the AU, scrap it, I think we'll make more intercontinental travel be way, way, way easier. And people can actually explore and touch, feel what is going on in different African countries.
Alright, Namsa, so typically this is not your exhibition. This is a new invention that African Tourism has brought on, which is called the Summit. If you are to advise people who couldn't make it, or who joined, because we have to keep the protocols and to some limit of physical participation, what will be your message to people about how we can get things going? Because remember, we've not seen people for 18 months.
Right.
But are we going to be on the other side of saying that we still can't do things because of that?
Right, so I think events like this are extremely pivotal because it entices people to go back to having in-person interactions. When you are tuning in virtually and you see that this is a hybrid event where you do have a limited capacity of people in attendance, you want to be that person. So if protocols are observed, moving forward, I believe that it's going to bring people back because they feel as though they're being left out. Physical interaction is totally different to virtual experience. Yes, it's important to have both, but I feel as though this type of summit has revitalized tourism because we are at a reset. We're not rebuilding, we are resetting, meaning something new going forward, and it's important that we have events such as these.
Okay, as you wrap up, Ken, what will be your biggest takeaway from this event? Because obviously, I mean, you're coming from very event pro side in terms of culture, entertainment, you know, etc. But looking at the networking that you know you've seen here, what can we take out from here, and how can we use that as a base to spare what you're doing?
From one thing I could take from here, like I said on the morning panel, is like dream big. Even if you start small, dream big, because we was just sitting in my house in Ghana, just thinking about an event. Now I'm in South Africa sitting on a panel. So exceed expectations, don't ever give up. Like we failed 3-4 times, but within the failing, we was able to accomplish something. Then now I can help another person get a job, another person feed their family or whatnot. And I think that's one thing, like there's a synergy around here today or this past 3 days.
Any partnership, any possible thing that you've seen here that you believe was worth your while?
Oh yes, there's a couple of people that we're talking to. Num says one.
Yes.
That we're gonna work on some things as well, like to broaden the horizon and whatnot. But the future is bright for Africhella and Culture Management Group as well too.
Okay, and then I'm very interested because I'm a piano fan. So
yeah.
I see you have this Amapiano festival in Ghana. So.
Yes, we have the Amapiano and brunch. Also too, we'll be talking to some couple of people here as well too, because already what we're doing was bringing the South African artists to Ghana to perform like the first Sunday of each month. But in December, we're going to have it back-to-back each Sunday in December whatnot.
Are you going to do something, vice versa?
Yes, stay tuned. Stay tuned.
All right, your last words.
Well, my last words are I'd really like to see us stimulating and facilitating intra-Africa tourism because it brings about trade. We come from a jewel. Africa is a jewel. Let's continue to do what we can and just take the continent forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.